Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing our opening hymn number 460, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Service continues on page 79 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout with the confession. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
You Yama yogurt too?
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Join me in the Jubilate found on page 82 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call on his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age.
We will say Psalm 50 verses 1 through 6 responsively, found on page 654 of the prayer book or on your insert. The Lord, the God of gods, has spoken.
He has called the earth and the rising of the sun to his setting.
Out of Zion, perfect in its beauty.
God reveals himself in glory.
Our God will come and will not keep silence.
Before him there is a consuming flame, and round about him a raging storm.
He calls the heavens and the earth from above
to witness the judgment of his people.
Gather before me, my loyal followers.
Those who have made a covenant with me and sealed it with sacrifice.
Let the heavens declare the rightness of his cause.
For God himself shall judge.
A reading from the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah and said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other, crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please join me in saying Canticle 21, "You Are God," in the Book of Common Prayer on page 95 or on your handout. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing and endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are glory. Glorious company of apostles, praise you. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun our you overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
The second reading is from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 4. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn number 137, "O Wondrous Type."
Thank you. St. Mark, the ninth chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up to a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and from a cloud came a voice. This is my son, the beloved, listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, only Jesus. As they were coming down from the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What great readings we have this week. What great images they bring to us. The first one, Elijah being carried up into heaven, being taken away in a chariot of fire and flame. And then Psalm 50, verse 1, the Lord, the God of gods, has spoken. He has called the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. And then out of 2 Corinthians, it is God who said, let light shine in the darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light and knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And then, of course, the transfiguration, all of it shining light, glory, and opening our hearts and our eyes to see this shining glory that we see today. But let me take you back just a little bit and recap this short season. We have the 12 days of Christmas. We move into Epiphany, and Epiphany starts with the Magi bringing the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then the next week, the baptism and the skies parting and God saying, you are my son, my beloved, with you I am well pleased. We move right from there to the calling of the first disciples, Jesus saying, come and follow me. The second set of disciples, come and follow me. And then we have Jesus's first miracle. And then today, the transfiguration. And it's this huge, oh my goodness, what just happened? And then we jump into Ash Wednesday and the 40 days of Lent and the crucifixion and resurrection. And it's like we get the entire gospel, 3 years worth in just 3 months. And it's like, whoa, how did this happen? A little bit of whiplash going on there. But what happens is the chapter before we heard today, Jesus takes the disciples up to Caesarea Philippi, the northernmost part of Israel. And on the way, he's telling them that we're going up there and then we're going to turn around and head to Jerusalem. And as we head to Jerusalem, we're going to go there where I'm going to be crucified and on the third day rise again. And of course, remember Peter saying, say it isn't so, that can't be true. And Jesus saying to him, get behind me, Satan. And then we hear 6 days later, they head up. And Jesus picks the three, the inner circle. They don't know yet that they're the inner circle. He picks Peter, James, and John. And he says, go for a walk with me. Now, I want you to picture yourselves there. The crowds are at the base of the mountain. The disciples are at the base of the mountain. And everything holy that's ever happened in Scripture happens on the mountaintop. And he says, you, come with me. And they walk up the mountain, and we don't know what they were talking about. But when they get to the peak of the mountain, before the disciples can go, wow, look, Jesus is transfigured. And in the Greek, that word means metamorphosis. He was totally transformed, transfigured. His clothes were a dazzling white, and they see Moses and Elijah talking with him. And I can't imagine what was going through their minds. It says they were terrified. Who wouldn't be? But what amazes me is they stayed. They stood right there. They didn't run. They didn't scream. They stood right there. And then Peter, in his impetuousness, blurts out, it's a good thing that we're here. We can build three huts for Jesus and Moses and Elijah. And as they see this glowing countenance of the three of them, suddenly a cloud overcomes them. Now, they've got to be thinking of the Israelites in the wilderness, in the desert, when Moses' face was shining because he had seen the glory of the Lord. And the people were terrified. And they asked Moses to veil his face, to cover his face, because seeing his glory was just too much for them. And yet they are watching, Peter, James, and John, watching Moses' face glowing. And what they see is Jesus transformed as a divinity, as God. They see him not as the man that they've been walking with for a couple of years, but who he really, truly is. And when the cloud comes over, the cloud speaks to them and to us. This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him. In case we had no idea of who Jesus was up until now, God, that voice, the glory of their faces. This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him. And what I know is in Greek and in Latin, listen means both hear and obey. It means if you heard me, you would have obeyed me. It's like mom saying, turn off the TV and wash your hands. Didn't you hear me? Because if you hear, and what God is saying is, folks, listen to him. In other words, obey him. Follow him. And in that instant, bam, Jesus is standing by himself. And I got to say, what in the world is going on? And we don't hear the conversation, but as they descend at the bottom, Jesus is saying, and don't tell anybody until the Son of Man has been died and resurrected. Their heads had to be swimming. What did we just see? What does it mean? What do we do with this? How should we act? And now we have to keep it quiet. As they come down the mountain and approach the crowds and the rest of the disciples, I would be saying, can you believe what I just saw? Let me tell you what I just saw. And yet they are to keep quiet. What they saw is Jesus in all of his glory. Jesus, as he truly is. Jesus, the one who promises and will promise us and promise them that I will be with you always. Jesus that promises redemption from sin. Jesus that promises eternal life. And they've just walked with him. So I'm saying to myself, why do we get this story right now, right here? as we're about to enter Ash Wednesday and the 40 days of Lent, not the 40 days of wilderness that Jesus spent right after his baptism, but this 40-day journey to Jerusalem, this 40-day journey to the cross. We who know who Jesus is, we who have seen the glory of the Lord, we're the ones who want to stay on the mountaintop. We want to continue to celebrate that. I mean, what mountaintop experience have you ever had that you didn't want to linger there a little longer, a birth or a graduation, or when you took that trip of a lifetime and the view? But this is the Jesus that will sustain us as we pick up our cross and walk with him to Jerusalem. This is the Jesus who sustains us when we go from the mountaintop into the valley of death. As it said in 2 Corinthians, our veil has been lifted. We know him. And so we know where we're headed. And so this is like the last invitation to come and follow me. Follow me into Ash Wednesday. Follow me into Lent. Follow me to death. Because that's where the promise and the hope and the joy and the dreams and the glory reside. Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. Let us reaffirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Prayers can be found on page 97 of the prayer book or on your handout. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Suffrages are found on page 97 or in your handout. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, found on page 392 of the prayer book or in your handout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
Our presiding bishop, our bishop, and for Lynn and Gary, and all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray especially for Gail, Ed, Ray, Dick, Amanda and Billy, Bob R., Carol, Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza, Jean and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
The people of St. James.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
For the repose of the soul of Nancy Osborne and for her family who mourns.
For the family of Dennis Collado.
Catherine.
For the family of Bob Short.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in the general thanksgiving found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 101 or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all worlds, be your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for our immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and of grace,
for the hope of glory,
and we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our minds, by giving up our self-service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory in all ages. Amen.
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 I invite you to mute as we sing together our closing hymn number 618, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thank you.